back on another episode of Matt Chats, and he's been in before. He's had a few weeks off. He's had a long bye, but we're welcoming him back now. I've had requests. Sean Ingram, how are you, mate?
Hello, Matty. How are you?
Good to have you on. How things been?
It's good. Who requested?
Just general public members, to be honest. Good spread of people. Obviously, you've missed a few podcasts. What have you been up to? What's been going on?
Just working, mate. Not much. Listened to a lot of Matt Chats, wondering why I haven't gotten another invite back, but that's all right.
Here you are now. Now, is it at your job, don't you do the packaging for strawberries, that sort of thing?
Bit more complicated than that, Matty. A lot of little things to it. But yeah, we make the little plastic containers for strawberries and other meats and substances.
Nice. Now, I want to start off with a bit of sport. I always usually kick off with the sport. Obviously, you're a big Freo fan. Since you've been in last time, they've sort of been on the up. They've been climbing the ladder, if that works. Can you tell me, as a Freo fan watching from afar, what are your thoughts been in the last month?
Pretty impressed. I think probably three out of the last four games we've won, which is I'm pretty happy with. I think our young guys are showing something.
I can't
stop thinking about young Caleb Sarong. Yeah. Really gets me going sometimes. But yeah.
He's exciting.
Yeah, and Justin Longmire, I think, just has really done a good job, especially down back. I think our defence is going to really come good next year. I think if everyone's fit, then people are going to struggle to get a position back there.
Yeah, I like that. Now, obviously, Brayshaw's come on as well.
Yeah, he has, finally. And Chera, I think. Chera's still
in the mix.
He's getting there.
Mm. Now, can I ask you your thoughts on young Mitch Crowden?
Mitch Crowden, what do they call him there? The spleen destroyer.
Is that what they call him?
Yeah, crunching tackles. the best forward pressure player in the competition. Second being Lockie Schultz.
Right.
I can keep going on about him, should we stop it there?
I can say one thing about Mitch Crowden is that he tries.
He does try.
Doesn't mean you're any good. There's a point when trying isn't enough.
I've got to say, if everyone is fit in that team, I don't know how he fits in there, but I like his energy. I like his smile.
Maybe now, while he's got the slightest bit of value, try and get a pick in or something for him.
I think he had one good game. Oh, he's had good moments, but I think one really good game. I think you know who that was against, Matty.
I don't actually recall it, so yeah. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay, Matty. We can talk about it next podcast if I'm invited.
Yeah, after you start, I don't know if you'll be welcome. Now, I also wanted to speak about the Pies and the rest of the AFL. Mm-hmm. Big Mason Cox was at last week, the big 2-metre American.
And about time, I think.
It is about time, because who's bringing it to ground if the 2-metre American's
That's
not
the thing.
There?
If you have a 2-metre player, why wouldn't you play him?
I mean, and then we try to kick it to his leg. Kick it on his head. He's got the arms of a bloody pterodactyl.
I know your frustrations, Matty. They just keep kicking into the forward line, intercept marks, and you just want someone to bring it to ground. And who better than the big American?
I know, because...
The big Coxilla.
When he did bring it to ground, all of a sudden, oh, we kicked a goal! Oh, my... Rocket science, Sean. It's a joke. Now, one big topic that I brought you in for this week, we want to talk about our All-Australian team so far. Mm-hmm. So what I think in a minute we'll do, we'll go through the back line, each line of the field, and we'll reveal ours one each, I'd say.
Each player and why we love them.
Yeah, sure. Why they're in there, I guess. Mm-hmm. Bryson might be coming in later. We'll wait and see. He's roaming around. He's a busy man, but we'll see if he can pop in at some point.
If he does come in here,
yes.
Do we confront him about the Big Brother voting scandal?
100%. 100%.
I think we just say, we bring him in, we say, Bryser, you need to sit down.
Yeah.
We need to say something. Get him down on that couch and we just absolutely have a go at him.
Yeah, I like that. I think we really give it to him now.
If I can find my notes out, then we can get started there. But while I try to find that, do you want to get started, Matty?
Sure. So we're going to start from the full back line. Are we going to do one player at a time? Or are we going to do a line at a time?
Do a line at a time.
Okay, so I've got my full back line. I'll start with my back pocket. My back pocket first is Brad Shepherd.
Oh,
West Coast player. Like what he's been dishing up. At fullback, I've gone with the Brisbane Lions superstar, Harris Andrews.
Lovely.
The other back pocket, more because I couldn't fit him on the half back flank, I've gone with Sam Doherty.
Oh. Yeah, I like it.
You like
I think
it?
Maybe would have put him at half back, but if you can't fit him, I like to see your half back line. But
okay. Yeah. Off you go. Tell me but your.
Now, when I made this, I sort of put in my back six. I didn't really put him in order, but I'm just going to go the order I have it because I think it also kind of works.
Okay.
Back pocket, I'm going Jacob Wiedering. I think he's had quite an impressive year.
He was in the mix for me, but...
I've got a few one-on-one defenders in here.
Yeah.
So, because I really like the idea of having defenders in all Australia, not sort of just running midfielders and stuff, maybe one or two sort of running halfbacks. Big Harris Andrews, big ears.
Yeah, nice.
Mm. And gone Braden Maynard.
He was in the mix for me too. Mm. Could have been my halfback one.
Again, probably fits into the halfback, but I've really just put in my six here. But yeah, I think he's just pretty destructive. He really holds you guys together down there.
He does.
Along with another certain individual that might be brought up later.
I'm going to go halfback one now. I've got on the halfback flank Darcy Moore. Mm-hmm. Centre halfback. Now, he's supposed to be an injured a bit, but I think can't deny him. Was superb last week as well. Jeremy McGovern, I've got at centre halfback.
Don't think he's missed too many games, or you think he'll
bounce
back?
I think he's played enough and played well enough. I'm going to put him in.
Yeah.
Halfback flank, the other halfback flank, I've got Luke Ryan from the Dockers.
Lovely.
I've heard rumours that they're already called him up for his measurements for his All-Australian jacket.
He has been very impressive. I think especially the last four or five games. I think before that he was just consistent. I think really the last four or five games really probably been best on ground for us and almost all of them. So,
is he one of your heroes?
He is now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see your halfback line.
All right, I'm going to start with... I've also got Luke Ryan.
Luke Ryan,
on the flank. Same reasons. Yeah. Darcy Moore as well.
At centre half back.
I'm not going to play him at centre half back, but it's just a mixed step. I think I have my big centre half back that I want, but my big centre half back is Sam Collins.
Ooh, I like that. I don't mind that.
I was tossing up between him and another player that I have on my bench.
Yep, okay.
Again, there are so many good defenders that even you've mentioned that I could have put in, but I just think Sam Collins has been impressive since coming to the Gold Coast. Freo got rid of him.
Silly.
I wonder why. To be fair, I think Freo already have a lot of key defenders, so I don't know how he'd fit into that team now, so probably not give Brendan Cox a game or something like that. But,
So we'll go to the wing. Do we two wings or wing centre wing here?
We'll go wing centre wing.
Okay. On my first wing, I've got Geelong player Mitch Duncan.
Oh, yep.
Centre, I've gone with Collingwood's Taylor Adams. I think he's had a big year.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Other wing, also Geelong, Sam Menegola.
Oh, yeah.
So, off you go.
I've got one wing, Travis Boak.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. In the middle, I got Dusty Martin.
Okay.
Could have fit it in at that half forward, but yeah, I think I just want that explosiveness out the middle.
Yep.
On the other wing, again, probably could be in the middle, I got Jack Steele.
Jack Steele, he was in the mix for me as well. Mm. I think the two Geelong blokes I picked, I think that's been the key to Geelong this year because they're not relying solely on Dangerfield and Selwood and Ablett because they've had a lot definitely. Stand up, such as Duncan Menegola, even Parfitt as well, like Brandon Parfitt.
Dude, what do you like about him?
I just like his energy and his enthusiasm.
Energy is big in AFL. People underrate energy.
He has a bit of something that me and my mate Brian Taylor called dynamism.
Dynamism, can you define just that?
Bit of extra pop, bit of extra magnesium in the hands. That like sort of that. Thing.
No, it's good, I like that.
So
let's see if that will get him a jacket this year. I highly doubt it.
He's not mine, but he's quite a handy footballer.
Right.
Get on the half forward line. Started off with Matt Tabanar on the half forward flank.
I like it.
Centre half forward, I've got Josh Kennedy.
Yep.
On my other half forward flank, you might be surprised at this. I think he's had a phenomenal year, an underrated year, and hasn't been excited enough. Mitch Wallace. He's been phenomenal.
Yeah, he has 20 plus goals, I think ninth in the Coleman now.
I think so.
He very impressive. I think he's really stood up.
He has. Mm. And I like his hairstyle as well.
I mean, it's a very Maine like.
Yeah, not as good as Chris Maine.
Yeah, Chris Maine that is, yeah. Alright. On my half forward, again, everyone's sort of mixed in there.
Yeah.
Definitely got more forwards in there than not, but
okay.
Tom Papley.
Nice.
I think hasn't been started off really well, dropped off a bit. It will be interesting to see how his last bit of the season is.
Yep.
The Tomahawk, Tommy Hawkins.
Yep, nice.
Leading the Coleman, you got to have him in there. Got to have the Coleman medalist in
there.
Or
as the boys on Triple M used to call him back in the day, the big T-Bone Hawkins.
Did they?
I did.
Lovely. That works. And on my other one, flank that is, you got Mitch Duncan.
Mitch Duncan, oh, yeah. I like that. Okay.
I thought I could have put him in the midfielder on the wing, but I thought he's kicked 11 from 12 this year. So nice. I thought, yeah, he can slot forward and kick a few sausage rolls.
Yep, handy. So go to the full forward line now. I think this guy we'll probably both have. I'll be surprised you didn't have him. I'll start with Charlie Cameron.
Oh, okay.
Then at full forward. And also my vice captain.
Yeah.
Tom Hawkins.
Oh, yep. Lovely.
And in the other forward pocket, this will shock you more than Mitch Wallace. This guy has been impressive. And every week you think, oh, he's not going to do it again. And then he kicks a couple again. Jake Arts.
Jake Arts.
From the Richmond Football Club.
Lovely.
I like it.
I don't know much of his work. I can't say I watch every Richmond game, but I'm sure he's been doing okay.
I like his enthusiasm.
His energy.
And his drive. And his energy. Yeah, I like his energy.
That's what we love here.
His attention to detail.
On chats. Right, my full forward line is Dan Butler.
Oh, that's a good one.
I think I might
have missed out on one there.
20 plus goals already.
I've made a mistake.
I think I might have made a mistake, something you said. I've also got Josh Kennedy.
Yep.
Big full forward. And in my pocket,
oh, no.
A bit more height, I got Matt Tabanagh.
Matt Tabanagh. So you tell me no Charlie C.
No Charlie C. The main reason, I forgot.
Okay.
I mean, I was looking through the players and he just really didn't come to mind, which maybe says something. Maybe all Australian selectors might do the same thing. Who knows?
Okay. Well, this time we'll do a player for a player. So we'll do our ruck. I'll go first. Okay. You're not gonna be happy with this choice because look, I'll
don't say it,
man. I'll be fair. A lot of the time I'm like, you know, this bloke isn't as good as the rest of the comp. This year I believe he's been very good. His tat work's been good. He's obviously a different player to a lot of the ruckmen that move around the ground. I think he's had a good year, and I think he will be the All-Australian ruckman, Nick Nutter-Newell.
Oh, Matt. Each to their own.
Before I ask, is there a chance this is the bazooka?
No, I didn't think about him.
The bazooka being Jared Witts.
But Matt, you've obviously made a mistake with that selection, but everyone makes mistakes, including me, because I've also selected Nick Nutter-Newell.
Oh, so there you go.
Again, we both have had maybe a bit of a mutual disliking
for
him.
We don't dislike the Blake. Bloke. We just feel like in WA they rate him higher than he actually is.
For all our Northern Territory, Queensland listeners, he's very hyped over here.
He is.
Yeah, and
all those people listening over in Indonesia.
Exactly, big fans over there.
Yeah.
70% of the listeners, Indonesian?
I'd have to do the stat check.
I think so.
We'll get on our rover here. Mm. So my rover is...
I think we're going to have the same two. I think. Because there are two big names that's been this year. I'm going to predict we have the same two.
So
rovers.
I've got Chris May. No, I don't. I've gone with Lachie Neal.
Yep. Yeah, I've also gone with Lachie Neal.
He's had a dominant year. The only downside to him has been his goal kicking. He could have kicked 20 goals, I reckon, but he's kicked 17 behinds or something.
And that's why he's going to struggle this year. but I think that's just a Brisbane problem in general as well.
That's
their goal
true.
Kicking, but very dominant, but just can't seem to finish off.
And your ruck rover?
Christian Petrarca.
Well, he was in the mix for me as well, but I haven't gone Christian Petrarca.
That's big.
I've gone with someone you have on your field already. I've gone Travis Boak, and he's also my captain.
Lovely. I didn't pick any captains, but if I had to right now, just out of the blue, I'm going to go Matt Tabanagh Vice.
Ooh.
And Jack Steele captain.
Jack Steele captain.
I just think he has a good face for it.
Wow,
I'm advertising my team as an attractive team, I want Jack Steele at the front there.
Now I'm going to do my bench. I'll do my four bench, then you do yours.
Mm-hmm.
First one on my bench is Dusty Martin.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like he's had a good year. Like, he's had those patches. It's like, this guy's going to get on a run and win the Brownlow, and then he dies off a bit. So, very good year. Enough to be in there, but I don't think on the field. Sam Collins, my next one. Had a very good year. Nearly put him in. I put Doherty in ahead of him because I feel like Doherty's had a slightly better year. But Collins would have probably been more suited to that back pocket role. Doherty's more of a half-back runner, but I've put Collins on the bench. on my bench as well, someone you had on your side, Tom Papley.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I've also gone with a second ruck on my bench.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone with Todd Goldstein.
Lovely. Yeah, I like it.
All right, so now what's your bench?
I've gone someone you had in your team, Taylor Adams.
Nice.
Clearance machine for Collingwood this year. Cam Guthrie.
That's okay. I think I
looked at his stats, and he's literally in career best form, and I thought Cam Guthrie's a good player. He's type of energetic player I'd want on my team. I've also gone Stephen May. Again, if you look at his...
Okay.
He's been a great lockdown defender. Not many people have kicked goals in him, and I like that.
Nice.
And I've also gone as my second ruckman, Todd Goldstein.
Nice. I think Goldstein's had a very good year.
Yeah, I thought he was cooked, to be honest. I thought he was done, and he's come back from the dead, just like Nick Nat.
Are you struggling a bit over there, Sean?
I've been at work all day, and I was getting some tightness in my hamstring sitting in this chair, so I was trying to put my feet on the ground, so I tried to lower the chair, then went too low for the mic.
Nice.
I've tried standing, and that doesn't really work either, so if my volume keeps changing, then you know why.
All good. So, look, we'll post our All-Australian teams on the Matt Chats Instagram, and let us know.
And the TikTok.
And the TikTok.
Yeah, go follow the TikTok.
Go follow the TikTok. Yeah. One thing about TikTok,
mm-hmm.
as I said, we'll post these up there and you can have a look at them. I put up 3 TikToks over my time before it changed to Matt Chats. 2 of them you're in.
Yeah.
One of them was at our friend Tomo's house, and you were dancing with a couple other lads from the Kenwick Cricket, which is where we play, and I believe Tomo's son.
Yeah.
And like, that was a good TikTok.
Yeah.
And it got like no views, no likes, and you're like, oh, whatever, like, don't really care. Yeah. And then do a ridiculous one, because our Lord and Saviour Rohit Roy, if you haven't heard of him, go check him out on TikTok. He's Mr. No Fizzy Drink. So what he does is he's probably on day, I don't know what day he's on, a lot.
I think he's in the 80s.
80s. So, so he comes on and goes, day 85, no fizzy drink and all this.
I might look him up as you say that.
Have a look. But the stupidest thing was, we were in a pub one day, and I recorded Sean and put some music behind it, and all Sean said was, no fizzy drink for me today. It was a terrible, terrible TikTok, and it got 70 likes and like 500 views.
Was that the first one
you
posted?
It was awful.
Strange.
But I guess that's just what happens on TikTok sometimes.
I know, it's very up and down app.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've got our friend Rohit up here.
Rohit Roy.
I'm pretty sure you interviewed him, haven't you?
I interviewed him on Boom, yeah, I did.
Yeah, lovely. All right, he's up to day 81, no fizzy drink. This is just him every day. Give us a little update.
Bit of content.
No fizzy drink for me today. I've told you guys before that I look for the internal healing in my body. I used to go to GP before regularly for checkups and tests. Once the lockdown will be over in Melbourne, I'm looking forward to go to GP again. And I'm hopeful to see some positive results, which will show that internal healing has started in my body. So thank you all. Overall, no fizzy drink in 81 days. Thank you very much.
What a man. 81 days, no fizzy drink.
I wish I could do that.
Me too. In fact, you got a fizzy drink there next to your arm.
I have, and it's my last one ever.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Then you're going on the run, are you?
Yeah.
Look, it seems
water
I've...
Water and milk.
Sorry?
Water and milk.
Water and milk, that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Do you reckon he drinks juice? Do you reckon he's on a juice sort of...
I hope not. I think it's just water. I think he said in a video before, like, he's just on the water, milk, and maybe a few Oprah Tinfreys.
Oprah Tinfreys?
Yeah, some of the Denzel Froffingtons.
I haven't heard that Oprah Tinfreys one before. I've heard of Bevolas. I've heard of...
Yeah, that's good.
What is it? Bevolas, Denzel Froffingtons.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of Oprah Tinfreys, but I like it.
Yeah, mate, you love the beers, don't you? Know all the names for it.
Yeah,
sinking down.
Them old, love a good Ted. Until he's extra Briar. Look, I have had confirmation from Briar. It looks like he will be joining us soon, so we can really put him under the bus and ask him why.
Well, why, how, when. Maybe we can talk about your big brother. Or do you have to send in audition tapes for that?
You do.
Yeah, maybe we can talk. Maybe get those up and we can...
It's not great. I don't even know if it actually saved. I remember Bryce has applied as well. So
yeah, that's what, yeah.
Look, we'll see what happens. Not really phased either way. I did it literally, like, there was a time limit when it had to be in, and I think I actually put in 5 minutes afterwards, but it was close enough to the time that it still accepted it. So really made a late run.
What would your sort of game plan be going to a Big Brother house? Just have fun? Or do a bit of a Kieran and just play the game.
I don't think I'd be a Kieran.
An Alan?
Nah, Alan. Alan can go fuck himself. Look,
I think he would if he could.
For those who don't watch Big Brother, Kieran and Alan are the sort of blokes who backstab and deceive to try to get their way to the top. I feel like it'd be the sort of bloke who could just go in there for a good time, if I'm honest. Mm. What about yourself?
Some free food.
Some free food.
Yeah, I'd be like that as well. I don't know why people would try and sort of.
I feel like it makes you look worse. I feel like.
Yeah.
Like,
I feel like this season was so much different to other seasons, though. It was a lot of, like, I swear in the other seasons, they were just all mates and they were just having fun. But this year, so much mind games, and they're always groups.
Yeah.
The other season, they were never like these cliques and stuff. But, yeah.
Like, Matt and Dan were obviously close to each other. They were helping each other get to the top. And the fact it fell through, they didn't get to the top, really upset me. Because we had to see Chad.
And the fact that Sophie was eliminated.
She was eliminated.
And got allowed back in.
We're going to have to. Because Brian will have some strong opinions on this, let me tell you.
He thinks it's good that Sophie came back.
Of course he does.
Well, he's an idiot.
Exactly.
And I'll tell him straight to his face, he's an idiot.
I saw Sebastian Clark, resident of Boom Radio and also host of the Footy Yarn. Go check it out, the Footy Yarn. He was in here before. And him and his co-host Kaylee for breakfast, they posted when he lost and said Dan was absolutely robbed. It was a robbery.
Well, it's hard to say it's a robbery when it was just a vote. But you can say Big Brother manipulated some viewers to...
I've got to hold up until Bryza gets in here, then I can really let it rip.
Matt's almost damaged some equipment here in the studio.
But look, like Dan said the other night, I don't want to bring up, when Carlton defeated Fremantle after the siren, Dan Gorringe came out and said, I've not seen a robbery like that since I was standing next to Sonia Kruger at the Big Brother finale, and she said Chad had won Big Brother. And
that's
it's true.
Gold.
It's absolute gold.
Classic Dan.
I like that you can appreciate it now that time has passed a little bit.
I think you showed me. I think we were going out.
Yeah, I definitely showed
into,
you on the
We're
night.
Heading to Northbridge, and I think we're watching in the car as we parked. And then I think we're in the club. We're still trying to get over it. And then I think I was getting over it. And then you showed me and it just said Carl, and I was like,
It was funny, if I'm honest. I thought it was a good laugh.
It is. Now, just not at the moment.
There's plenty more I still want to talk about. But I wanted to mention, obviously, one of the great men of our generation. I'll play something for you now, just briefly. Probably Australia's number one artist of all time, up there anyway. I'm starting to try and pressure each guest just to talk a little bit about Tim O'Matic, because there's only one way to repopularise the man, and that's to talk about him. I'll probably ask Bryza a bit later as well. But yourself, starts off, favourite Tim O'Matic song?
Big fan of Slip.
Slip?
Yep.
Is that one of his more recent?
Slip.
Slip through my hands. Go check out Slip by Tim O'Matic.
Yeah, just some good tune. Just some of his underground stuff, but...
Underground?
Yeah.
Only real close listeners would know.
Yeah, only real fans would know it, so yeah. Don't try to find it if you're not a real fan.
Well, if you don't remember much about Tim O'Matic, he's the big singer of Parachute and Set It Off, so go back and check it out. Maybe we'll post a bit of Tim O'Matic stuff on the Instagram so you guys can get involved and get funky and down with it.
Maybe we can get him in the studio one day. An episode of Matt Chats.
That would get me extremely weak at the knees, Sean. That would take things to another level that you wouldn't have seen before. Now, I want to talk about something I discussed with Bryza last week in regards to bike helmets. Because have you listened to that episode?
I have.
Ah, you were mentioned quite heavily.
Yeah, I was. I was happy, but not too happy about what was said about me.
Oh, I think I offended you in some capacity.
No, I'm pretty sure you called me a flog.
Maybe. But, look.
Which I am, but it was uncalled for.
Look, for a start, wear your bike helmet when you ride your bike. Fair enough. But I want to know, what's the reasoning behind you wearing a bike helmet when you play cricket? I remember the first time you did, you made some runs.
Well, Matt's...
Is that the reason why?
Well, Matt's safety. I don't want to get hit in the head. That's clearly it. Cricket balls are hard, and we've seen some tragedies before, and I don't want to be added to that list.
But there's obviously cricket helmets.
Yes.
So, is there a reason you go with the bike helmet over the cricket helmet?
There's one main reason.
Is it sight?
No.
Oh.
So I don't own a cricket helmet.
Okay.
And I probably... I remember probably when I just finished juniors,
yeah.
I just bought a cricket helmet and lost it at the... Just looked at my cricket bag one day, wasn't there. Bought another one probably when I started at Kenwick.
Did you lose it
a few years
again?
Ago. Lost it.
Oh,
it was probably towards the end of the season. So I've lost two in the space of a year. I thought, stuff this. I can always just borrow a helmet if I really need to. It's not like we're not forced to wear one, so it's okay. I think it was just in that game randomly. For some reason, I had the bike helmet in my cricket bag. Cannot remember why. It might have just been in the car. Yeah, I've no idea. I've just thought, oh, I'll chuck it on. It'd be pretty funny. I think that game actually made a few runs. I thought, oh.
Nearly won us the game, didn't
it? And then it became a bit of a joke amongst the cricket club, and everyone seemed to enjoy it. So I thought, I'll keep wearing it.
Well, one thing I can reveal right now is obviously we play SMCA, which is the South Metro Cricket Association.
The best cricket competition in Perth.
So this season, 2020/21.
Yeah.
From 21/22,
mm-hmm.
you have to wear helmets.
Yeah.
There is no...
It'll be interesting to see how that's enforced.
Yeah, it'd be hard to enforce it, say, in a one-day F, because in our lower grades, there's no umpires.
See, I wouldn't... I think it's fair to sort of have the rule in all two-day grades. I thought that's what would happen, but all one-day grades is a bit much.
You got to question, though, these guys that are like... 45, 50 years old who've played the whole careers without using a helmet, how they're going to go with...
Yeah, especially. There are guys, guys never who never would have owned a helmet. And
some people might retire.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I doubt it.
Well, if you've never done it, though, it'd be hard to adjust.
I guess there are some blokes who, like, they can barely get to a cricket field and stuff like that, and the club really struggles to get them. It might knock numbers down if they go, oh... This is just like, they just crack and go, nah, this is just too much. I'm not going to bother.
Yeah.
Could really send a few old timers over the line. Bring in the new generation. Get the young guns in.
You know what?
Maybe it's a good thing, Matt.
We have a
Maybe we can get all these old cunts out of you.
We have an older player at our cricket club named Murray Williams. Shout out to Murray if you're listening.
Yeah, big fan.
He doesn't wear a helmet. When this helmet thing gets enforced,
oh.
could it be the end of Murray Williams? This could be our way out, Sean.
What are you talking about, Matt? Everyone has a problem with Murray. I love him. It's like a father to me.
Right, on, mate.
But generally, it will be interesting to see how he reacts.
I can imagine a few... we're allowed to swear. He's a fan of saying "dog cunt" a lot, so
yeah.
There's a few of those coming out.
That's a lot
I'd
of
say.
Trigger words.
Yeah,
a lot of swears. He
bit of Tourette's.
Yeah.
Love you, Murray.
Fucking Tourette's.
On to the next topic because I want to talk about this. So obviously we've talked about with me, you, also the mysterious Gooch, who no one knows on this podcast who that is yet,
yeah,
unless
okay.
you know who it is. But mm-hmm. the mysterious Gooch, he's going to come on next week. He's going to bring his all Australian team.
Mm-hmm.
But we've sort of looked at forming a band with him called Cordial DeFanta before.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Cordial DeFanta is the band name. Now, as we know about, before Bryza gets near, we know about Bryza. Bryza has a show called Sunday Sessions on Boom. Basically, it's all sort of acoustic stuff, or he gets bands into acoustic covers.
Mm-hmm.
I think I want to challenge ourselves as the group Cordial DeFanta, who've never performed or know much musically. I want to set ourselves a challenge to fool him by saying that we're a well-respected band and come in here and try and pull off a one-off performance that he accepts. Are you willing to try and achieve that goal with me?
Definitely, Matt. Definitely. I think we can do it.
I think we can pull it off.
I think there are a lot of semi-famous artists out there who are a lot worse than we are, so if we can just throw something together, I think we can go in there no preparation,
a
couple
of
instruments, and then just start randomly saying shit, and
yeah.
he'll be like, oh yeah,
this is alright, so
this is new, this is alternative,
and well, we don't even have to come up with our own song. We could even do a cover.
Exactly.
So I think when he gets in here, we say, oh, we've got a band. So I don't know how far off he is, but when he gets here, we say, we've got a band. We want to come on Sunday Sessions. We've been playing together for a while now. Would you mind if we came in? Organise a date?
We've been practicing for a while, and we're really looking like this is a good opportunity to maybe get our music out there, even if it's in a small way. just to show what we can do.
Exactly. So I reckon when he gets here, we really put it on him.
Mm.
And I think what we'll do is, when we do it, we'll get some recording implements going. We'll get it all on our socials.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see if we can try and fool him into thinking that we're legit.
I like that, Matt. Well, we are legit.
What do we call ourselves? Maybe a alternative...
Spaghetti Western?
Alternative Spaghetti Western Band?
Sure.
That'll do.
Yeah.
So, just that... And when he laughs, we'll go, mate, like, it's a... That's the sort of music we play.
Mate, like, it might be funny to you, but, like, we've been
that's our livelihood.
Yeah.
Now, along with the bike helmet,
mm-hmm.
I've spoken to you on the phone a few times when you've ridden home from work.
Yeah.
Back when you used to ride your bike. Yeah. And I know, I'm pretty sure when you started re-riding your bike, I think you might have started with the helmet on then just started not wearing it.
I wore it once because I just... Mm. Wore it, like, would ride it to work, like, at night, and wore it once, and thought, like, I reckon I look like an absolute muppet. It just, my head's pretty big, so I just sat on top of my head, didn't really go around. I thought, I look like an idiot here.
So
I just thought I'd leave it. I say I look like an idiot wearing the helmet. Yeah, I'll wear it when I bat.
True. One thing I want to ask is, do you think you're a good rider, your bike? You think you're pretty, a sturdy, good rider?
Like this is leading somewhere, but yeah, I'd say so.
You'd say so.
I'd say I'm competent.
Okay. I think there were three separate occasions that I've been on the phone to you when you're riding your bike, and all of a sudden I just hear this bang, and I'm like, and you disappear, and I'm like, are you all right? And you go, oh yeah, I just fell off my bike. Like, how? Like, you're not holding the phone to your ear, right?
No, I got the headphones in. I don't think it was three times.
It was definitely twice. I
remember one. There were these sprinkler heads, like, not sprinkler heads, there were these, like, this thing coming out of the grass, and I thought I could, like, ride over it, and then my bike just, like, hit it and, like, stopped, and then I've just got, not front flipped over, but my back wheel's gone, like, up, and it's sort of come down, I've, like, fallen off, and taken a bit for me to collect myself. And
second question, what are you doing riding on grass?
No, I was on the footpath, and the grass is next to it.
And you thought, oh, this will be fun.
No.
Bit off-roading?
Bike riding can get very boring, so sometimes you just got to challenge yourself, right, Matt?
Yeah, right.
So I think the other time was just me, like, turning a corner too quick. And the amount of times I've rode my bike and not fallen. My success rate's pretty good. Probably 96% not falling.
And 4% falling.
Well, every ride. So 96 out of 100 rides, I won't fall. Which okay. is pretty safe to me.
When was the last time you rode your bike? A while ago now?
Yeah, it went a while ago. A few months ago.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Maybe get back into it then. I've no. Oh, here he is. He's walked in.
Oh, what is it, guys? Liza, you call
how
me
are
in.
Ya?
Good, mate. How are you?
Oh, all the better.
I think we could be better, Matty.
Yeah. We're not happy.
What have I done?
Because we were talking about it earlier, and we were talking about it before with you. We were talking about it off air. Look, we've never been together. All three of us since the Big Brother finale.
Oh, here we go.
Why? Why did you vote Chad?
Well, why are you asking me? What about the other two-thirds
of
Australia?
No, I'm asking you personally. Because you're the only friend personally I know who did that.
Oh, God, now I'm under pressure, yeah? Because you both are just looking at me like, oh.
I thought you'd come and have all your reasons, be pretty confident about it.
No, well, I'm flustered because it's a surprise. I just get this call from Matt saying, come down to the studio now. And I'm like, I'm flustered. Look, Dan Gorringe. Now.
Here we go.
Oh, well, it's just over the boys show, mate. Like, during the whole thing, I just thought he was a bit of a dick.
So you're a bit of a dick. Personally.
Well.
Now, we're also talking about, and I said you'd be on board with this. Mentioned I'm a bit annoyed still about how Sophie got eliminated and got to go back in.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
On that one? Oh, I mean, that's what you sign up for, though, wasn't it? Like, you know what you sign up for? It's always going to be, there's always going to be a twist somewhere along the line.
Yeah, sign up for a twist. I didn't sign up to out a person through the fair realms of votes. And her just to waltz back in.
I mean,
into the lover's arms.
Let's be real though. Big Brother this year needs to really think something original because it's basically Survivor in the Warehouse.
Were you not a fan of Big Brother?
No, I liked this year. I liked it, and I liked the new concept of it. But like, even that challenge thing
yeah.
that they did between Kieran and Sophie was taken from Survivor XL Beach.
I haven't watched enough of Survivor.
Oh, because on Survivor they do XL Beach and have to do a challenge to get back in the game. And they can also take money off the prize money. So that's what annoyed me with that thing, because I don't think either of them should have been allowed back in. I do agree with you. Sophie should not have been allowed back in the house.
Okay, I'm glad we could come to some sort of compromise.
I now, do agree with you there, 100%.
A couple more things before you go. One thing. I believe...
Oh, God, here we go.
In terms of Chad, because as Sean said, did Big Brother manipulate something? Mm. I think he did, because...
Or not Big Brothers, the producers manipulated.
Because... Did you notice the nights before the votes?
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I don't. Me and Sean, we don't hate Chad, do we? He's okay.
Oh. No, I'm sure he's okay.
Sean's like, maybe not.
We were just big on Dan Gorange. Anyway.
Yeah, because it's footy. Honestly, yeah. I like Dan Gorange too.
Okay.
And then at the end, I was like, going, I feel like Dan's got enough money from social influence already.
Okay. Well, what I think that the nights leading up, you know, they started talking about how he did it for his dad and stuff, which is fair enough, it's true.
Yeah.
But I feel like they pumped that a lot. And as soon as it happened, I was like, Australia's going to lap that up and Chad is going to get voted for. Well, I messaged you that night, didn't I?
You did. You called it.
I do agree with you there. Okay. And if you look at it, because it's like, again, I'll compare it to Survivor, which is always done the pre-recorded series, and Big Brother's now done their version. I love the new Big Brother.
Yeah.
But they do manipulate you to try and work out which way you're going to vote. I do agree with you 100% there.
Yeah.
The person that actually probably deserved the most out of anyone in that house was Lil Sarah.
Oh.
That's my call, because she's one of like 8 kids in that family.
Yeah.
And her mum and dad look like they've had a really hard life.
Fair enough. Well.
But I do agree. I don't think Sophie should be allowed back in the house. And
look, I'm feeling a little bit better about it all now.
Yeah.
Now that we've talked it out.
You happy now, mate? You happy? Because I'm like getting attacked. I thought I was getting more attacked than this. I'm now, quite surprised.
There is one more thing I want to bring up before you go.
Yeah? Oh, God, here
you
go.
Do you host a show on Boone called Sunday Sessions?
I certainly... Oh, no, it's not. It's going to be Fanta Cordial or something like it's called, isn't it?
We're called Cordial to Fanta.
Oh, Cordial to Fanta, sorry.
Me, Sean, and the mysterious Gooch, who we won't mention the name of yet.
No.
We're in a band together. We've been playing together for a while.
How long?
Oh, probably a couple 7 or 8 months. You reckon working together?
We sort of thought of the idea probably a couple of years ago, but actually properly started doing music and stuff. Like seven or eight months.
Yeah. We consider ourselves sort of an alternative sort of spaghetti western band.
Oh, yeah. We had spaghetti westerns on Boom before.
Yeah. So
spaghetti western.
Alternative, though. So we're a bit of funk and punk, pop, you know.
A bit different.
We're a bit different. Out there. But We've done a.
All right.
We're ready to release our music. We've worked really hard.
Okay.
Would you be willing to have us on Sunday Sessions?
Mate, I've got Isaac coming on next week, so certainly you can come on Sunday Sessions.
So we can come on.
Yes.
All right. We booked a gig. How much do you guys pay for your guest coming?
Do social media influencers count?
Isaac is a member of Boom Radio. For those who don't know, maybe get him on the podcast. And Bryza, you've got to jump over to the next year, so I'm going to let you run.
Oh, yeah, I've got drive.
You got drive. Sorry,
guys.
See you later. Thanks for that, Bryza. Me and Sean to continue to talk. Sean, we have fucking grabbed that cunt. Hook, line, and sinker.
We've done it.
He thinks that we've got a serious band going.
He has fucking no idea.
He had no idea.
He's a peanut.
He's straight up. Oh, we were actually getting wasted on before.
Can you confirm, have you?
I don't know. But, look, we've now got to get the mysterious coach on board. I think, were you going to go the vocals?
Yeah, definitely.
Should I be backup or?
I think both of you backup.
And I think we got to get something silly. So I reckon maybe Gooch on like maracas or something. And I'm happy to like play wooden spoons on the pot. Something like that.
I can probably get hold of like a triangle or something. Maybe. Some spoons.
Yeah. Do we want to cover a song?
Maybe we cover a song, but put our own little spin on it.
Yeah,
maybe we start randomly scatting in the middle of it or something.
Yeah, I like that. Okay. I think we might have to put it out to maybe a public vote for a bit of help as well, perhaps.
I like that.
See what everyone thinks. Mm-hmm. Look, we'll definitely have you and the Mysterious Gooch on again at some point, because we'll need to get this. And keep an eye on our socials, because it'll be there soon, a video. We'll get it done. We'll get it started and you can see how it all unfolds. See if we can fool Bryza into thinking that this is absolutely legitimate music.
And I think we can, Matt.
I think we can. I've got full confidence.
So are we actually going to have a little practice, or are we just going to come in here off the cuff?
I think off the cuff. I think we've got to maybe chat about it beforehand, have some sort of chat.
Maybe a pub visit this weekend. We discuss it lightly.
Maybe. But no.
Go to a karaoke bar. Maybe. I like that. Go to a karaoke bar, perform a bit. Maybe just do a couple of songs, see what we like.
But no heavy rehearsing is the key.
No.
It's like rocking up to cricket and not training for 3 years. Just, you're a fill-in. We're a fill-in.
The fill-ins.
Well, Sean, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on. Hopefully you enjoyed your time, and I'm sure we'll have you on again very shortly, and we'll rock out on Sunday sessions very soon on the socials.
I cannot wait. Cheers, Maddie.
Thanks, mate. And that is all from Matt Chats for this week. Remember, leave a rating, leave a review, hit that subscribe button, do what you got to do. I'll see you next time. Have a good one.